Sahad Dorvald was exhausted, filthy, and hungry. She and her master, Octoramus, each with 6 apprentices, had been exploring as many sealed-off, built-over, or otherwise inaccessible egresses from the temple as they could for the last 7 hours. Some of the apprentices were small enough to wriggle down shafts that were impassable for adults. Thus far, however, there had been nothing large enough for even the smallest ones to scramble through. The good news, if there was good news, was that none of these secret air holes, Saha supposed was the most accurate way to describe them, had attracted the notice of the Mandalorians. That was something, and initial signs indicated that some of them could possibly be enlarged. She was crawling through a narrow passageway to report back to Master Ramus. A glow rod was tied around her neck, offering at least some light. The tunnel was covered on all 4 sides with ancient tile, slicked with mold. Some of the tiles were broken, and the smell of moist soil and rotting things assaulted her nostrils. Saha moved forward slowly, her gaze 2 meters ahead. She was tired, and damp and chilled, and she was returning rather than venturing forth. She wasn't paying close attention. Her hand came down on something soft that squelched beneath it. A fetid stench assaulted her, and she had to struggle not to vomit. It was some sort of vermin she didn't really want to know what. She shoved the decaying corpse aside, wiped her hand on the tiles, and continued on. Her comlink chirped. She made a slight face of irritation and halted, turning awkwardly on her side to bring it out. Saha here.
Saha, have you noticed anything unusual?
It was her master.
No, master, not really. I gave you all the information I gathered on the way out. I don't know how old this tunnel is, but it hits a dead end.
She was confused by the question.
Well, make haste, child. There's something here you need to see.
Exhausted as she was, Saha felt curiosity stir, and she picked up the crawling pace. Within 15 minutes, the ancient tile lining the sides of the tunnel gave way to some kind of metal, and then she saw a glimmer of light ahead. A few minutes later, she dropped down from the shaft into a supply room, where Octa was waiting.
Okay, so what's so...
Her voice trailed off. Octoramus stood beside a set of shelves that were loaded with small boxes of various sizes. Saha didn't know what they contained, and right now she didn't care, because at Octoramus's feet were no fewer than 3 rodents. They were in no way cute or appealing. These were vermin, plain and simple. But they sat on their haunches as if they were trained, and there was something tied to each of their backs.
What?
There are more, lots more. They've come in through every aperture wide enough to permit them passage,
Octa said. She was grinning.
We didn't understand what was going on at first, and some of them were frightened away or killed. We thought we'd disturbed some kind of huge secret nest. But then Master Horn noticed this.
She reached and picked up one of the filthy things and held it out to Saha. The animal remained quiet and calm. Bound to its back was a small vial of liquid.
The medication Silgal was running out of,
Saha said quietly.
The sedatives to keep the sick Jedi from harming themselves.
Suddenly, the little animals didn't look like disgusting, filthy vermin at all. Suddenly, they looked like the most beautiful, most wonderful creatures in the universe.
Exactly,
Octa replied, her grin widening.
I don't know the identity of our mysterious benefactors, but I can make a guess.
Balin used the Force to command the creatures that lived here to help him escape,
Sahal recalled.
No wonder Master Horn was the first to notice something different about these rats.
But this time, they're coming to help the sick Jedi. We are still short, but there are enough vials to get us through the next 12 hours, at least. And who knows, more may come.
And if we can get medicines in,
Saha said slowly,
we might be able to get messages out.
It's already in progress, said Octa. Now come on. Let's get the vials off these little fellows and in the hands of Silgall. And, she added, let's get you a Sanisteem.
For the first time since the siege began, Sahal laughed.